You cannot be effective without the Holy Spirit operating through your life and in your life. The Holy Spirit is vital to the mission of the church.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Today's message was taken from a recent service here at Pace Assembly. Let's go into the Word with Pastor Rogers today. This sermon is entitled, The Difference Maker.
At that moment, I sensed the tugging of the Holy Spirit. I didn't know how. I've been raised in this all of my life, but I was not yet born again. But at that moment, there was such a pull inside of my heart that today is the day of your salvation, that I asked my father standing on the outside of that pew, please, I need to get out and go to the altar. He said, son, you need to wait until the call is given. I said, dad, I can't wait another second. He's pulling me in that direction. Thankfully, my father stepped back and then followed me to that altar. I can still hear in the audio of my mind my foot hitting that little grate, that air conditioner grate, as I hit the outside aisle at Wright Assembly and made my way to an altar, not even knowing all that was going to take place in my life, but wept my way through to salvation. And at that moment, a dead young little 9-year-old boy in my spirit came alive because the Holy Spirit came in regeneration at that moment. That's what happened to every person. Whenever you got saved, the Holy Spirit comes in at salvation to regenerate you, to regene you. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become brand new. There is a transformation. If there has not been a transformation, then you are not yet saved. You may, and today, many people just add Jesus to their other list of stuff, but I want you to know Jesus is not going to dwell in a duplex. He owns the whole place. He owns all of you, in you all, through you all, one baptism, one Lord, one salvation. And when he comes in, how many of you recognize the day that he came into your life, everything changed inside of your life? Can you give a witness to that? Lift your hand if you did. Because I'm going to tell you something. If nothing changed, then you need to go back. You need to go back and seek the Lord while he can be found, because at that moment, things changed. The Holy Spirit, God himself, came in and dwelled inside of your life as a believer, and you were converted. Converted. It is through the Holy Spirit that Christ, the Anointed One, manifests himself through us to the world. If the world is going to hear the gospel message, they've got to hear it through us. Jesus is not coming back down to this earth until he comes and walking on this earth across the Kidron Valley on the Mount of Olives in the second coming of Jesus Christ in Revelation 19. He's not physically coming back to this earth until then. That means if the work of the kingdom gets done, then the same spirit that raised up the 3-day dead body of Jesus Christ that dwells in you should give you the power to open your mouth and be a witness, not do witnessing, be a witness for the cause of Jesus Christ. And I'm preaching this morning to this entire congregation, but I want to say to each one of you who are graduates here today, you need the Holy Spirit in your life for the direction of your life. I want to say to you that if you're trying to make a decision about college and the direction and your career and all of that, you can take a stab at different things and you can take a lot of classes. I've known a lot of people that walked away from college with their degree and they're not involved in what they got a degree in. You can have as many degrees as a thermometer, ladies and gentlemen, but I can assure you, if you've got a master's degree in the Holy Ghost baptism, he will lead you and guide you into all truth. Say amen, somebody. Why is that? Because the work of God is not by the might of men or by the power of men, but it is by the Spirit of God. The philosophies of men, and I'm not discounting your education. Get all you can and can all you get. But can I tell you, nothing will substitute for the real physical infilling of the baptism of the Holy Spirit to lead you in the direction you need to go. That's the reason why, while we have an order of service here today, I can assure you, you're in a spirit-led, not spirit-driven, spirit-led church, that at any moment, we'll toss the program out and say, Holy Spirit, have your way. Because at the end of the day, I know it's not my oratory or our programs or fanciness of whatever we may do, new carpet, new pews, new chairs, all that kind of thing. It's all about the Spirit moving in the house. Come on, somebody. There are far greater coliseums that are empty today that one time called themselves a church, but because the Spirit of God was neglected, there's no presence of God in that place. I want you to know I'd rather have the Holy Spirit in 10 people than to have 10,000 without him. Come on now. The philosophies of men will fail, but the Word of God and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit will never fail. And if there's ever anything that this generation is looking for, in a visual generation they are, it is the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. We've got all kinds of preaching and teaching and all kinds of things, but ladies and gentlemen, what they're looking for is somebody that'll let the Holy Spirit have his way inside of their church, inside of their life, with signs and wonders following. How many of you know it's real exciting to see somebody get up out of a wheelchair that was bound there? It's real exciting to see somebody's blinded eyes get open. It's real exciting to see someone give their life to Jesus Christ. Can I tell you, my friend, that does not happen because we get together and sing a few songs. It happens because the Holy Spirit has dropped into that place, and signs and wonders shall follow them that believe. That's what I want the next generation to be baptized in. That's the reason why we're not ashamed for those little children out there in junior kids church and senior kids church to have exposure to the power of the Holy Spirit and pray for each other. Because, ladies and gentlemen, they're facing a time when little five-year-olds are facing things that you and I, in many cases, have never seen before in our life. They can be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit even from their mother's womb, according to the book of the Word of God, like John and like Jesus was. I can tell you, my dear friends, we need the flowing of the Holy Spirit. He is the difference maker in our lives. I declare he'll be the difference maker in our schools. Come on, somebody. Oh, they kicked God out, but one child filled with the power of the Holy Ghost will bring him right on back up into the school. Every time they make a reference concerning school shootings, it always goes back to Columbine and the people that were there and what happened there as one of the greatest tragedies on record. Can I tell you, our children need to be sent to school every day with an anointing upon their life, and the angels of the Lord encamped around about them. They'll give witness, ladies and gentlemen, to the genuineness of Jesus Christ. And regardless, when you get to college, don't you let some knuckleheaded professor talk you out of the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You hold fast to what you know and what you believe and what you've seen, and let God be lifted up on that campus. Come on now. The majority of our students lose their religion when they get on the campus and hear somebody's philosophy and their reasonings about how that the God of heaven doesn't exist. I want to let you know, atheists don't exist because God don't believe in atheists. God don't believe in atheists. Proof, the atheist doesn't exist. How do you know that? Because the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And I can assure you, given the right set of circumstances and the right kind of situations, I don't care who you are and how deep your philosophy may go, given the right set of circumstances, you'll call on the name that's above every other name too. Come on now. I've never heard anybody be recorded going into a car wreck or some situation, putting on the brakes, saying, oh, Buddha. Oh, Krishna. No, sir. Whenever you hear them on the television and radio, whatever it may be, even on mass media, first thing they want to do is curse the name of Jesus. And when the Twin Towers fall down, the first thing they want to do is call on the name of Jesus. I want you to know there is no other but Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I can assure you by his Spirit, he's walking in amongst us right now. He's flowing to those that are watching online. That's what you feel is the difference maker making a difference in your life right now. Somebody give God glory for the Holy Ghost this morning. But I'm going to tell you something. No amount of talking will get a soul saved. No amount of talking will get things worked out in our society that we're in right now. But the resources of the church are found in the power and supply of the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you who he is. He's the Spirit of God. He's the Spirit of truth. He's the Spirit of witness. He's the Spirit of conviction. He's the Spirit of power. These are all names found in the Word of God to describe the Holy Spirit. He's the Spirit of holiness. He's the Spirit of life. He's the Spirit of adoption. He's the Spirit of help. He's the Spirit of liberty. If you need wisdom in that campus and on that school, he's the Spirit of wisdom. He's the Spirit of revelation. He's the Spirit of promise. He's the Spirit of love. He's the Spirit of meekness. He's the Spirit of a sound mind. He's the Spirit of grace. He's the Spirit of glory. He's the Spirit of prophecy. And whatever else you need him to be, that's who he is, because he's God Almighty. Now listen, you can know all about the Holy Spirit and his essentials, and you should. The operation, the attributes, the characteristics, because he is God. But I don't want you to be content with just acquiring knowledge and fail to experience the real power that's available to you through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said to his disciples in Luke 24:49, don't do anything until you're vested, endued with power from on high. Go into Jerusalem and wait there until you receive the power from on high. He said it's coming down from above, not coming laterally. So the next blessing after salvation, when the Holy Spirit comes in, ladies and gentlemen, he now has made you purposeful and ready to be able to help someone, ready to be able to do the work of the kingdom. It's like the water that goes into the plastic thing that we call that bottle of water. By itself empty, that glass is not worth anything but throwing out. But whenever you fill it with some cool, fresh water, some cool, fresh anointing, suddenly it becomes purposeful, useful. And whenever I'm thirsty, this is where I'm going to go find. I know you like your Cokes and your Diet Cokes. It's amazing to me, sit down and watch somebody eat a whole rack of ribs and some French fries and order a Diet Coke. You might as well go the whole way. You might as well just order you a Coke, and I mean a big gulp. Come on, somebody. Whatever it is, but you know and I know that there's nothing that quenches our thirst like water. Come on, somebody. The next blessing upon your life after salvation, the second subsequent infilling, he comes in salvation and regeneration, but listen, you get no resources by putting a lid on what you put inside of the bottle. It's not until you open up the bottle and begin to pour out what's on the inside that you enjoy the blessing of what's in the bottle. I don't want to come to church and look at the bottle. I don't want to come to church and worship the bottle. I don't want to come to church and just be admiring the bottle or amazed at the bottle. I don't want to sit there and be thirsty when I know that I need the fullness of the Spirit. I'm going to go ahead and open up. Come on, somebody. I'm going to go ahead and open up, because when I open up and let the Holy Spirit come out, that's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And suddenly you become to be something that's more than what you were before. You're not just some glass, but now you've been filled with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Come on, somebody. He's not just now on you, but now he is in you. Come on, somebody. If you thought the Holy Spirit coming in at conversion was something, wait until you've been filled, baptized with the overflowing power of the Holy Spirit. Somebody said, preacher, how do you do what you do? I can assure you I have no other help other than the power of the Holy Spirit that comes alongside me. I can't preach without him, and quite frankly, you can't worship without him. You can't sing without him. And in the time we're living in, with all the mess that's on the highway, you can't even drive a car without him. Come on, somebody. I can't get up in the morning because he's the one who wakes me up in the morning. When I go to bed at night, it's not the melatonin that puts me to sleep. It's the Holy Ghost gentle breeze upon my life that said, take your ease. I'll be up all night. Ladies and gentlemen, we need the Holy Spirit. And one reason why that many people are missing is because they're not hungry. When you get thirsty enough, you'll reach for what is really going to satisfy. I submit to you the Holy Ghost. He will satisfy you every time.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, Remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.